Greetings everyone. It is Wednesday, February 24, 2021. Also National Tortilla Chip Day. The triangle-shaped tortilla chip was popularized by Rebecca Webb Carranza as a way to make use of misshapen tortillas that were rejected from the automated tortilla machine. She and her husband used it to produce tortillas at their Mexican delicatessen and tortilla factory in Southwest Los Angeles. Now here are your happenings. Moderna to test booster shot that targets South African coronavirus variant. The development is part of the company's efforts to counter strains of the virus that are already spreading rapidly around the world. The company announced Wednesday that it has shipped doses of its variant-specific booster shot to the U.S. National Institutes of Health for clinical trials. This development is part of Moderna's efforts to counter strains of the coronavirus that are circulating and to get ahead of the constantly mutating virus. There is no evidence yet to suggest that the coronavirus has mutated in a way that makes it able to evade the existing vaccines. But that prospect remains a serious concern for scientists around the world. Early studies found that Moderna's vaccine was less protective against the South African variant, but the company said the observed level of neutralizing antibodies, which can bind to viruses and block them from getting into cells, stayed above protective levels. Americans may have a third COVID-19 vaccine to go around this weekend after Food and Drug Administration staff endorsed Johnson & Johnson's one-shot product for emergency use. The agency is expected to vote Friday on authorization. The new vaccine can be stored in a refrigerator for months, further streamlining distribution. It performed best against severe cases of the virus in clinical trials, rather than moderate ones, but was more effective than some others internationally, especially in South Africa. The largest immunization campaign in history, COVAX, kicked off delivery of free vaccines to 92 low- and middle-income countries. The World Health Organization reported a 20% drop in new cases of COVID-19 globally last week. Johns Hopkins University is partnering with Maryland and the state's university to screen 10% of confirmed cases in Maryland for new variants from abroad. The semiconductor supply chain has been in upheaval in recent weeks, with chip shortages impacting large parts of the U.S. economy, including the healthcare and automotive industries. President Joe Biden signed an executive order Wednesday which includes a review of semiconductors and batteries, and the sectors that utilize them, in efforts to strengthen the chip supply chain. The pandemic has highlighted flaws in America's supply chains, and in this case, its dependency on China and Taiwan for chips. CNBC reports the U.S. only accounts for about 12.5% of semiconductor manufacturing. As the U.S. continues its rollout of the COVID-19 vaccine, there is some hope of economic recovery on the horizon, but all may not be recovered. New data from the Bureau of Labor Statistics reveals that some of the nation's lower-wage jobs, or those requiring a high school diploma or less, will make up the bulk of projected employment decline by 2029. The New York Times calls this a significant shift from the days before the pandemic, which saw the biggest growth in the highest and lowest paid jobs. In finance, Dow hits record, closes in on 32,000. Nasdaq plus 132.77 today. Stocks declined in recent days, but reversed course after Federal Reserve Chairman Powell's comments. And one Bitcoin equals $48,845. In the podcast notes, you will find a link to get two free stocks from Webull. Click the link there. And that's all for today. So until next time, thanks for listening. Adroit Affairs, in your business. X1 Card. Visa. The smartest credit card ever made. Designed for a new generation of cardholders. Join the waitlist. Pure stainless steel. Points on every purchase. Higher limits. Intelligent by design. X1 Card is built from the ground up to transform how you shop and spend. Click the link in the podcast notes.